Shop at Safeway and earn 2x gas reward points on a single purchase now through September 6th. Either clip the weekly coupon and use at checkout, or click the coupon on Just For You. Redeem your points at participating Chevron or Texaco gas stations. 2 ways to get double rewards. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, it's frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, it's frontline. Friday,
Ebony.
Friday,
I got the diva. Ebony. I got the diva. Ebony. I got the diva. Ebony. I got the diva.
Friday, you're an artist. Business, artists about your business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot thing. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to frontline
Friday.
It's frontline
Friday.
Welcome to frontline
Friday.
It's frontline
Friday.
What's on the front line?
Friday.
It's front line.
Friday.
What's on the
front line?
Friday.
Phenomenal Radio, the new station of Washington.
Wide up and salute to all my musical soldiers out there on the front line. You are now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent and industry music. It's your queen, Diva Ebony B, and I'm up in this thing. We got a special guest for you guys. We got Profet Official in the building, and we are definitely going to tear the airwaves up with three of his hot tracks, and one of his hot tracks is buzzing all over the internet. We want to make sure we give a big shout-out to Phenomenal Radio. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. And also coming up, we have our Educate and Regulate session, and we're going to hit y'all with some of that Taking the Church segment right there. So, again, make sure you check us out at www.v9radio.com. Again, www.v9radio.com. Make sure you log in to the plug. But first, before we get live into the interview with Profet Official, we're going to get into one of his hot tracks that he has off of his Pilgrimage album. You guys can make sure you check that out on iTunes and check him out on Twitter. Hit him up on Twitter at Profet Official. Again, that's at Profet Official. Check him out in his music and check out that Pilgrimage album, which dropped on the 25th. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's get into this hot track by Profet Official called I Don't Fit In. Squad up.
Oh, my God.
But they gon' see me anyway.
I know I don't fit in, that's okay.
I never said to let me in, but I'm going in. See me, friend?
I know I don't fit in, but that's okay.
They don't want me around, but they gon' see me anyway.
I know I don't fit in, that's okay.
I never said to let me in, but I'm going in. See me,
hey, yo, they know that I'm a felon, they don't want me around.
What?
And I ain't talking about the world, homie, peace out the sound. I'm talking about these church folks, man, they look at me funny.
Huh?
Told the pastor I'm a preacher, he like,
who this dummy? He better get in line, pay his time.
What?
Get him a suit and a tie, looking like a suck.
I got the plug, but it ain't coke and it ain't weed. I used to run the streets, but that ain't me. I'm even trying to see what's up with the youth. Like,
what it do?
I guess I'm too hood for them, so I'm not in the group. They don't want me to rap and they don't want me to preach.
Nope.
They might let me in the show just to fill up a seat.
Yeah.
Yo, could it be that I might look funny and that I talk slang?
Yeah.
And I'm still cool with some cats who like to bang.
I ain't tripping, I ain't losing no sleep.
Nope.
But these so-called sheep, they got some really sharp teeth.
Man,
I know I don't fit in, that's okay.
They don't want me around, but they gon' see me anyway.
I know I don't fit in, that's okay.
good.
I never said to let me in, but I'm going in. See me free.
I know I don't fit in, but that's so good.
They don't want me around, but they gon' see me anyway.
I know I don't fit in, but that's so good.
I never said to let me in, but I'm going in. See me friend.
I don't care if you don't like
me. Though I find it kinda odd, that's between you and God. That's kinda weird.
You don't have to treat me nicely.
The devil hate me too, so that ain't you. Cool, I'm rough around the edges.
Rough.
You walk in my shoes,
huh?
Do you even have a clue? Do you know what I've been through?
You?
I think not, maybe you should all just stop.
Just
and reconsider who you tripping on and willing to drop.
Yeah.
I never thought this would happen, this gap and stuff.
Man.
I keep it real,
what?
But you say I'm acting tough.
That's
so much immaturity, if I ever seen some. Some people really gotta grow up.
Grow up.
The word sucks.
I know I don't fit in, but that's so good.
They don't want me around, but they gon' see me anyway.
I know I don't fit in, but that's so good.
I never said to let me in, but I'm going in. See me free.
I know I don't fit in, but that's so good.
They don't want me around, but they gon' see me anyway.
I know I don't fit in, but that's so good.
I never said to let me in, but I'm going in. See me free.
I'm meant to blend in, man, wouldn't you know?
Nuh-uh.
They be looking at me strange everywhere that I go.
That.
I may be talk loud when I'm up in the crowd,
hey,
but you gon' hear me speak life when I'm putting it down.
Jeez.
Man, I don't know no other way to see my life transform.
Yeah.
I don't conform to yours, so I ignore the norm. Let me inform.
Check
he
it.
Is I and I is him. Saved by grace through faith, I'm all in.
All
I ain't never in a box, you can keep your click.
Yeah.
All the followers you got, they'll flip on you quick.
If you say the wrong thing, they'll be quick to criticize.
Yeah.
Do something they don't like, they gon' hate you and despise you.
And that's a fact,
yeah.
And so it's cool, I accept that.
I
I'ma do me, I know exactly what you're staring at.
I see you, man.
Cause my swag got glow. Yeah, it's kingdom, bro. You just tripping cause you never seen this before.
I know I don't fit in, but that's so good.
They don't want me around, but they gon' see me anyway.
I know I don't fit in, but that's so good.
I never said to let me in, but I'm going in. See me free.
I know I don't fit in, but that's so good.
They don't want me around, but they gon' see me anyway.
I know I don't fit in, but that's so good.
I never
yeah.
said to let me in, but
yeah.
I'm going in. See me free.
Yeah.
I know I don't fit in,
hey,
but that's so good.
Don't even think about trying to fit in with the world.
I know I don't fit
We're not called
in, but that's
to that.
So good.
They'll never accept you anyways, because they didn't accept
I know
him.
I don't fit in, but that's so
and don't
good.
Worry about people in the church. You've already been accepted by God.
Right.
Remember that. Yeah.
We are what radio should be. You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
We back up in this thing, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Your girl, Diva Ebony B. And thank you for tuning in live to Frontline Fridays right here on Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you share, like, and tell a friend to tell a friend that we squad up on the front line. I'm so excited to have Kofat Official in the building. He is definitely a dope Christian artist. And I want to give y'all a little background on him before we bring him into the front line. Kofat Official was born in Los Angeles, California, and raised in Seattle, Washington area. He is a CEO of Soul Music, where the emphasis is freedom in Christ and the gift of salvation that can only be obtained through him. With his loud and racist anti-religion and tradition speech, he lives to tell on of his hope that he has found in Jesus Christ alone. Touching on the personal experience with the Lord during the lengthy incarceration from the streets to the prisons and into the newness of the transformed life, Kofat is more than qualified to speak to today's generation and relation of God's perfect love for the imperfect world. Now, at the age of 18, Kofat was sentenced to 15 years in prison on weapons and assault charges. Midway through his bid, Kofat began ministering through preaching, formulating God's word in song. Where once a secular artist, his transformation caused him to see his gift in rap to glorify God and to spread hope in a place that seems to be hopeless. Inside, he recorded 3 digital albums, 2 available now as a free download on ProFatOfficial.com, which was unheard of in the Washington prison system and against prison policies. Yet still, he was able to record and perform for his fellow inmates and volunteers during church service that were held during the week. Once released on September 3rd, 2013, he recorded and released Kingdom Streets Volume 1, available at that.piff.com. and it's currently now dropped to solo album, The Pilgrimage, and that just came out on August the 25th on digital platforms. You guys can go and check that out, and make sure you go to www.profatofficial.com. Do, ladies, I want to bring Profat Official live on the front line. Squad up. Official, welcome to the Frontline Squad Up, King. What's going on?
What's going on? It's Kingdom. It's Kingdom when I come through. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's a pleasure to have you on the front line and for us to showcase your music and also learn more about Sheepfold Music, music and your ministry. But my first question that I have is, you know, what got you started in music?
Man, a long time ago, actually 97 was when I really got started in music, going through a lot of transitions as far as, you know, we was evicted from our prior place of living, and I moved to a new area in Seattle, and basically was just kind of bored. You know, I didn't really know anybody, and so I was going through some of my tapes and CDs, and back then, you know, they would sell a single with instrumentals and stuff like that on them, and so I just started kind of going through those and messing with them and start writing, recording on a, you know, old RCA little box there, you know, and just kind of played around with it for a little while, you know, and then I actually ended up meeting this brother, man, Albert Jacquez from West Seattle, who was into making beats, rapping, all that type of stuff. And basically he pretty much put me on because he was pretty well known in the area at that time, him and his group called the Folgers. And so I just really got inspired by him, and he kind of showed me a lot of, you know, parts of the game as far as the rap, you know, is concerned. So a lot of credit to him.
Okay. Now, what is the meaning behind your name? What is the meaning behind Profat Official?
You know, I don't want to say it's a dumbed down version of a play of words, but it is a humble stance on the meaning of the words. Some of it, it's partially the word prophetic. So I just tend to twist it a little bit, because I think when we hear that, like, if you kind of use a title that you've been given, not that you try to claim yourself, but that you've been given by God, sometimes people are intimidated by that, or they'll look at you like, who does this dude think he is, you know, because if you know anything about those particular titles or the people that held those offices, you know, it was pretty major, you know, in the Word of God. And so I don't want to even kind of go there with people or that type of thing, you know, when it comes to the title, you know. So I dumbed it down, basically. I humbled it and just called it Profet.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's definitely what's up. It's original. It stand out. And, you know, I'm glad that you gave the meaning behind it, because everybody has this. They pick a unique name that sometimes we like to call stage name or my professional name, but I'm glad that you gave us the meaning behind it. My third question is, what music are you trying to push through your music, or through your music ministry, should I say?
The message?
Yeah, what message are you trying to?
Well, really, it's a message of hope. It's a message of redemption, of reconciliation, all of those things mixed in one. As I tell my story, it's pointing to the person of Jesus Christ, because without him, obviously, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I wouldn't even be alive. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I would not have obtained what I've obtained. And more so, I wouldn't have made it through the experience that some people do not make it out of. And if they do, they come out of it opposite of what I have become. So that's the message I'm trying to give to people, that because we're in a broken world, so people need to understand that there's still hope, and there's really only one true hope, which is in God, which is in His Son, Jesus Christ. And, you know, nowadays it's just kind of played, should I say, brushed off. If you mention God or you mention Jesus especially, it's very brushed off, but it's like you're brushing off the very thing, the very answer that we all need pertaining to life and to make it through life. So I'm really emphasizing it hard. I'm trying to break the Ned Flanders portrayal, you know, the way we portray what a Christian is, you know, and who he is, and the way religion, even in churches, have portrayed who Jesus is and how you should be as a follower of Jesus Christ, because there's a lot of misconceptions, and those misconceptions through religion and tradition have turned people away from the true identity of who Jesus is.
More with Prophet Official on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Let's get into a hot track by Slate Stone called Black Chambers. Squad up.
A phenom, my representation real. How you wanna feel? Audio braille, just who appeal. Get your sight right, light up the dark. Barb in your chest, killer stingray. Overexposure under the sun bay. Stardust manifest heat to be that MC. Slate unequivocal, demigod in the physical. Transform and optimize, time ensures the culture rise. Rapper still ill in his genocide, 40 falsifies. Yeah, he on that new Nubian African wushu. He penetrate your mental when my voodoo comes cross you. It's a crucifixion, check addiction and get a spinal tap. Heavy metal holder, he rocking and rolling raw rap. Scissors for your strings, put hollows in each your pedal. Stay unapologetic when up in my niggas level. This overgrind, effort, commitment, my life to sacrifice. Strategic with the movement that's guided by the creative life. Unidentified flight upon your radar. Napalm and heat bomb and all frauds that raise up. Evolve and revolve and hip hop and blaze up. Birdie with a razor, rearranging your makeup. Mask on never, stay smearing your mascara. Got a round for your head that's far from this new era. Thrown from the mothership, corner of this sound day. What is built forever rise, even when my body's laid. Stone with a rubber grip, banging like he LeBron James. Black chamber aiming at your heart, rip your life apart. Oasis in this dust bowl, we found to let the people drink. Shark infested waters, but survive if you know how to think. Strength of this physical, digital platform. While you climb on a sinking ship, fell in the art form. Global domination of deviators in action. Moonwalking like Jackson, slide right into your faction. Your sky turned dark, sworn black in the night. It's not the venom that will kill you, just the thing from the light. Ignition ignite. Keep that Johnny Blaze in my chemistry. Beat the methods in my science. Deviations to alchemy. Speeding on forever. Teach the children something better. While we climbing Moody's mountains, exercise for each endeavor. Invested many dollars in this rap industry game. And when I got little return, I said, oh, it made a change. He front load the wave with the power he obtained. On that Bruce Lee theory, he H2O in the game. Teach the youth the truth. Look for proof and propaganda. Cause the media manipulates the facts, removing data. Embrace our human nature. Always strive to meet perfection. In this life, we have to learn and lose to find the right direction. Keep an elevated mind. The time was so divine when the cloud and the IRS told me it's time to ride. Check the signal in your celly. Hope your network one thou. Knowledge bring the money. Yeah, we living off that know-how. You know now. Never plan, never scared. Fear none. Broad set high. Golden eye with a golden gun. Gimmick rapper killer. Attach and hit the mic like a villain. Venom to make the people feel them. West Tex Boo. Still hollering out what it do. Metal wings above it all. Cause talking is how we move. Straight the sky, sowing seeds, but only that amounts of gold. You know he blows, still giving them what they need. True indeed, this real different. A proven fact, beats mode over beats. Hear how animals attack. Talking up, he coming down. Betray the real for the fame. Deviators don't conform. Never, never.
Hey, what's up? This is Kid 50 Cent.
Yeah, though. Check this out, man. It's your boy, Baby Bash. Hi, this is John Bon Jovi.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy Big Busta Rhymes, live and direct.
Hey, you all, what's up? I'm Sierra.
Hey, it's David Guetta. Check me out.
Phenomenal Radio, the news station of Washington.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. We just dropped a hot track right there, Black Chambers by Slake Stone. Make sure y'all catch him out on Twitter at Slake Stone Music, at Slake Stone Music. We got Prophet Official up in this thing, man. And Prophet, I wanted to get into your track because you have made a statement. It was like, you know, I'm out here trying to teach a message and give encouragement, but you got this track called They Don't Hear Me. Tell us about this track, They Don't Hear Me, and it's off the Pilgrimage album that just dropped August the 25th. Make sure you guys go check that out. But tell me about this track, Prophet Official.
So basically the track is addressing a very prevalent issue as far as who people decide to listen to in this day and age, because, you know, there's so many outlets of information. There's so many people that are educated and they sound very articulate and they seemingly have a lot of solutions. I mean, you could turn to anybody and it seems like everybody has a solution for something. And we tend to gravitate to the people that sound the most intelligent, because I think if you can articulate words better, then obviously the message might be more believable. But that's kind of a trick because, you know, according to the word of God, it's not how articulate we sound. You know, it depends. It doesn't depend on our wisdom and our knowledge, because man's wisdom is foolishness in the sight of God. So man on his best, you know, man at his best is still not good enough as far as God's concerned, and God at his worst is still better than any man's on his best. So so it addresses the dangers of only listening to people because they sound smart. And on the other side, it also addresses how sometimes when we want spiritual solutions, we seek out these other spiritual avenues, tarot cards, Ouija boards, psychics, you know, text 1-800-LOVE, text 1-800 who's going to be your husband, and all this type of stuff we're trying to seek out. And biblically, the word discourages those type of practices, because the spiritual implication is, yeah, it'll open some doors and you might get some things that might be seemingly true, but you're opening the doors to actually demonic things other than, you know, God. See, God is sufficient enough to tell you what your future is. God is sufficient enough to tell you what will take place in your life in following after him. So, again, people just make the mistake of turning this way and turn into that way. I'll listen to everybody but Jesus, and not knowing that you're dismissing the only one and true source that is going to give you the most accurate answer, or the accurate answer, and the answer with results pertaining to life. Everything else is going to lead you in the wrong direction. It's going to prosper you temporarily, and it'll crash in an instant. But Jesus is a sure thing. His word is sure. Matter of fact, his word is what's going to stand when everything else falls.
Well, go ahead and introduce this track right here for me, right here on Frontline Fridays, and tell them to squad up.
Yeah, this is They Don't Hear Me off the album The Pilgrimage. Squad up.
They'd rather hear some words from an educated man. They'd rather hear some things they don't even understand. They'd rather get it from the left, get it from the right. They'd rather take some death when you try to get them blind. But you don't hear me though, you don't hear me though. You don't hear me though, they don't hear me though. You don't hear me though, you don't hear me though. You don't hear me though, they don't hear me though.
They see me now and
say, yo, pro, you really blessed. But they don't realize your boy's been through the test. Through the fires, the floods, the friends and foes.
Oh, yeah.
My whole life's like this mixdown, highs and lows. I've been through some things that'll make you manful. I've done some things that'll make you say, that boy cold. It's just the way I rode. If this money, then I'm sold. But that 180 put me back in the sheepfold. Everybody want the crown, but they want the cross. Unless it's iced out, frozen, so they can floss. They want the revelation without the tribulation. They want the glory without the pain inside the story. There ain't no shortcuts, homie, this is real life. A real faith where you might just lose your life. If you ain't with it, I suggest that you back up off it.
Back up.
We're trying to save some folks before they hit the coffin.
They better hear some words from an educated man. They better hear some things they don't even understand. They better get it from the left, get it from the right. They better take some death when you try to get them blind. But you don't hear me though, you don't hear me though. You don't hear me though, they don't hear me though. You don't hear me though, you don't hear me though. You don't hear me though, they don't hear me though.
Look, I don't know what it is that you trying to hear,
trying to hear.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ who brought me here.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't intellect,
no.
Nor was it education.
No way.
Man, I'm a dummy. This GED has no relation. Trust me, it's like the old saying goes.
Yeah.
It isn't what you know, it's who you know. You don't hear me, though.
You ain't trying to hear that.
Everybody looking elsewhere.
Elsewhere.
Not knowing they on Elm Street. It's about to be a nightmare. You want to know what your future is?
Future
instead
is.
Of seeking God and His Word, no, you better. To text it in 1-800 is a lie. Maybe take a quiz. My God is extra large, but you looking for a medium? Read your palms, cherry cards, sure they open doors.
Okay.
Before the devil and his friends grab your Ouija board. Now you tormented, swearing it was innocent, killing off your soul. Heck, you might have even cursed your kids.
They better hear some words from an educated man. They better hear some things they don't even understand. They better get it from the left, get it from the right. They better take some death when you try to get them blind. But you don't hear me though, you don't hear me though. You don't hear me though, they don't hear me though. You don't hear me though, you don't hear me though. You don't hear me though, they don't hear me though. They better hear some words from an educated man. They better hear some things they don't even understand. They better get it from the left, get it from the right. They better take some death when you try to get them blind. But you don't hear me though. You don't hear me though, you don't hear me though. They don't hear me though, you don't hear me though. You don't hear me though, you don't hear me though. They don't hear me though.
Talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio. Radio. We are what radio should be. Phenomenal Radio, the news station of Washington.
But you don't hear me though, and they don't hear me though. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now listening to Frontline Fridays on www.p9radio.com. Diva salute, start up and salute. We got Pro Fat Official in the building. We just dropped that hot track, They Don't Hear Me Though. Make sure you get it on the Pilgrimage album, www.profatofficial.com. That's definitely a hot track. I'm feeling it. And it got a message in it, so I'm all for it. Now, my question, the next question I have for you while we're talking about your music, how did this decision come about of Sheepfold Music?
So basically, while I was incarcerated, obviously I started being really, really serious when it came to it. And so part of the vision I had was obviously, the previous tracks I recorded were basically like self-taught. I did them in prison. Mm-hmm. And so as I started doing it and it started becoming more real, I said, I eventually want to have my own studio. I want to have my own label. I want to have my own, just my own ministry when it comes to the music, because that's just what God just birthed in me. So I started planning, you know, accordingly, looking into grants and so I can go to school and things of that nature. And when I was when I went to work release in 2013, I was actually able to go to Shoreline Community and start going through to schooling for it and stuff like that. But the whole sheepfold thing, my logo actually was given to me in a vision. I was waking up one morning, and you know how you kind of are half awake, half asleep, and I just seen this little, I just basically seen a logo, and I was like, oh. I hurried up, I popped up, and I drew it, I mean, as best as I could, and and that's kind of what was birthed, because at that time I was, you know, obviously we watch a lot of TV, and what I started noticing, what was popping up was a lot of branding, a lot of people kind of having their own type of, like, logos and basically their brand. And so I was like, well, I mean, I need something like that. I need something established so when I get out, I can hit the ground running and already have that in place. So, yeah, probably about a week later, that's when God gave me that. And so, you know, pretty much established me in that area. So that's how Sheepfold Music came about. And obviously it was a picture of, like, a little sheep type of looking thing, and as believers, we are in the sheepfold of God, and I believe it's more so called sheepfold music because, you know, God wants to bring people into the fold. God wants to bring those that were in the fold and strayed away from the fold back into the fold, and reestablish them and use them and make their life count for something. So that's why on a lot of drops or a lot of little cuts like you just heard, you know, welcome back to the sheepfold. Because, hey, man, you know, God wants you established. God wants you ready to do what you're supposed to do. So that's really how it all kind of came about.
Well, that's definitely what's up. What is the motivation behind the music? What is the motivation behind sheepfold music? How do you stay motivated to keep continuing on with your music ministry?
Well, one thing we try to do that I'm pretty sure a lot of different artists and Christian labels, I'm pretty sure they try to, they all probably say the same thing, but if you listen to their music, it might show up otherwise. But, you know, we want to, you know, we're not just artists, you know, we're people that are with me, we're ministers first, you know, we've pretty much started not in the music aspect of the ministry, but we started more so in the teaching and the preaching of God's word. So think of, like, your favorite pastor. Think somebody who might be overseeing a church, and all of a sudden you discover, you know, sometime later that they actually have a gift in rap, you know, and so that's kind of like how we are, you know, me, Just Joseph, another good friend of mine, and another label mate, if you want to call them that. You know, that's what we kind of really look for. You know, we want to preach the word through the music. And people nowadays, they kind of like shun that, like, don't preach at us. And it's like, well, you know, how will they know, meaning the message, how will they know unless a preacher be sent? Somebody's got to speak. You know, and so that's what we try to kind of aim for with our music. We try to keep it very word-based, derived from the word. We're not going to switch that up. We're not going to try to make things so that it could appeal to the world so that we can kind of conform to their ways. And, you know, because if you use God's word, it reaches who it needs to reach. It's going to do the work. I don't have to try to move God's hand for him. God's a big God. He doesn't need my help in that area. You know what I'm saying? He's just charged us to give the word, and he does the rest.
I like what you said. I got a large fry. What you looking for? A medium? I got a large guy. What you looking for? A medium?
Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely what's up. So my question that I have, as far as even with doing a music and your music ministry, if the music career or if the music ministry, I guess, does not work out how you plan it to work out, what is your backup plan?
You know, that's a funny question, and because I don't hold it to that high of a regard, and don't get me wrong. I love music. I love doing music when I was doing it secularly. If you erased my track, if you said something bad about my music, like I was the type of dude or like let's fight about it type of stuff, you know. So I really enjoy making music. But now that I see kind of my purpose and the higher calling that I have, the music is just a tool. But it doesn't define necessarily what God's given me. It doesn't take away from God's gift. It doesn't take away from his purpose and calling in my life. But it is a tool that I need, because you need tools to do a job. So music is part of that. So without music, I'd still just... Even without the music, I would probably just be sticking more to the preaching and the teaching of God's word. That's what I'm mostly, which I do anyways when I'm not doing music. So that's pretty much the plan, is continue doing that.
All right. Now, as a Christian artist, what are some of the things that you have to deal with being an artist, whether it be good or bad?
For me, I think for me, as somebody who's building from the ground up, I'm kind of a one-man show in a sense right now. But by the grace of God, I have obviously like my own studio and stuff. So that eliminates a lot of headaches, a lot of money issues. You know, I don't have to spend bookaroo money to even make music. I don't have to do that. I have the luxury, you know, by the grace of God, to roll out of bed and jump in the studio and make something hot. So the only thing hard for me as far as an artist is the building process, because I have to focus on things that I don't call my strengths, which is the promotions or the putting together an event or basically everything that's outside of creative music. It's a difficulty for me, because I can't say those are my expertise. So it's a blessing that I meet people like you, you know, somebody who has their own show and other connections and networks, you know, because then that's going to help me in building what I do, because we need people, you know. That's how God connects us. That's how God takes us to different levels, is actually through people. So I'm thankful for you, and I'm grateful at the same time, because I know now this is another step out of my own comfort zone, and it's going to expand this a little more. So that's the negative side for me. You know, other people that have crews and groups, I mean, they probably don't really experience that per se, because they're already kind of established with that, so that's fine. But that's the negative part for me, you know.
Well, I can definitely dig it. We all have our ups and downs. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Prophet Official is in the building right now. Make sure you check him out on Twitter at Prophet Official. Again, that's at Prophet Official. We're going to hit you in your heart one more time with another hot track by Prophet Official called Would You Mind? What up?
Yeah. I'm going to continue to keep it old school. I don't know what these guys be saying anymore, man, but yeah. As we journey through this thing called life, it's a very sad thing if you never have experienced love and being able to love somebody else. It's like I was told once, there's somebody for everybody. Don't limit yourself and don't limit God. Yo, I promise that I'm changed. I ain't never felt this way. My intentions were so messy, cause my heart was set ablaze. Had my mind caught in a maze. I heard some older brothers say how they missed their wives, but to me that whole life was strange. I didn't get it. How can you be with one girl? Sit up in a box for years and just see one girl? That's
flesh is foolish. I started going through it, man. I wanna honor God. I just don't think I can do it. So I prayed, was praying even longer. I stayed up in that word till I started getting stronger. Then one night, while laying on my bunk, thought about a wife. Hit that Proverbs 31, that was my delight. Oh my, I even had a dream about her, had a prophesy about her. So I wrote this song, you and me, it was all about her. I never thought I'd see this coming. The Lord promised me a wife, and now it's got my heart drumming. Yeah.
Never thought I'd feel this way, man. Yeah. I was trying to be out there, yo. Woo, but thank God for the transformed heart. That's real, ma.
He brought my baby right on time. I was wrapping up my sentence before the go. Don't you know we met up in the trenches? My mama had the plug, phone ringing on a three-way. I must say, I'm nervous, man. I pray I find the words to say. But I ain't playing, I ain't coming with no angle. She picked up on the other end, I swear I heard an angel. I'm thankful, what mystery. Right then the Lord spoke to me, said this is my wife, so you know the rest is history. She started writing me, we started penning love letters. Now and then doubt crept in, but we stayed together. We only got to see each other once a month. It was tough, but we had enough. God was always blessing us. She put money on that phone, I can always call her up. We would always talk about when these gates would open up. Yeah, that's real tough. Dog, it finally came to pass. Got married in the summer, man, my life is moving fast. Oh,
for real. Remember how you was tripping, thinking it wasn't gonna happen? But now look at us, in love. Now stop tripping, girl, for real.
I told you we would be, I told you we would last. I told you you would be my wife, but you doubted that. You thought that I'd run off, and I forget about everything you did for me and how you held me down. How you held me down. How you help me do? 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 How you help me do?
For real. Now that we're here, and you and I together, can we move forward now, please? Can we stop with the fears and the doubts and the worries? We're here now, we're together, just like God promised us. Let's chill out, relax, thank God, raise his family. How's that sound? Yeah.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind. Phenomenal Radio, the news station of Washington. We are what radio should be.
Squad up, we back in this thing with Prophet Official. It's your girl Diva Ebony Bean. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent and industry artists. We got Prophet Official up in this thing, and we just played that hot track, Would You Mind? I'm definitely feeling that track, and it's a very beautiful reason behind that track, and I want you to share that with the audience right now, Prophet Official.
Yeah, so that was a track obviously dedicated to my wife. I used the sample off of Earth, Wind, and Fire because when I think of a love song, I mean, what's better than some old school type of tune? So, yeah, you know, I met my wife when I was 4 years short of finishing up my sentence. And, you know, it was at a time where I was really surrendered to the Lord. I was, you know, kind of had some foolish thinking at first, thinking I was just going to, you know, get out and try to talk to, like, hundreds of women and this and this and that. But obviously, you know, I wanted to do God's will. I wanted to have what God had for me. So my heart really started changing as I got closer to him. And eventually I was like, man, you know what? One day I was like, I want a wife. And so You know, as the song said, I grabbed my Bible, started reading about Proverbs 31, and I started desiring a woman just like that, and started praying for a wife like that. All the while, making sure that whoever I met, you know, I would be upfront, I would be honest about my situation. Obviously, I was in a tough situation, so it was going to be kind of hard to be in a relationship, you know, in a relationship with somebody who's incarcerated. And so I wanted to make sure I was honest, because I didn't want to get over on anybody or play that game that, unfortunately, sometimes most people in jail or prison do, because it's all about survival in there. So the Lord eventually brought her around, and the moment I heard her voice on that phone, God spoke to me and said, "This is your wife." And so, yeah, as I got closer to her, you know, as I got closer to her, it was just like a gift that was being unwrapped. The more and more I got to know her, there were things that that she would do, or attitudes she would kind of take towards things that I used to feel like I had a lie about to get, you know what I'm saying? Or try to sweet talk somebody to try to obtain something. And it wasn't like that with her. It was like I didn't have to do none of that. She was more than willing to help me even when I didn't even ask for it. So she just showed me basically God's love towards me, you know, in the situation I was in. So it was pretty rough for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And it took a lot of encouragement, you know, and a lot of reassuring that, hey, I'm not going to run off on you. I'm going to get out. We're going to get married. We're going to have a family. This is what we're going to do. And it got kind of shaky, you know, for a little while. But, you know, what God put together, let no man separate. And so here we are now. We've been married over a year. And we had our firstborn about 4 weeks ago. So, you know, we're, you know, it's just what God said it would be.
That's what's up. And big shout out to you for coming home and doing your thing and holding up to a standard and being a man of your word. Big shout out to you. You know, it's really easy to be obedient, you know, when you're in a situation. It's real easy to be obedient in a tough situation. But as a man, or as human, when we get this luxury or this leisure, and we get into another environment, which is a lot more comfortable for us, we can be a little bit more loose. Sometimes we don't hold up on our promises and our word. And I know that even, you know, staying in the will of God, staying in Christ, you know, abiding by his word, it's a challenge every day. And that's why it's so important for you to build your spiritual muscle. You know, and sometimes we fall, and a lot of times, some of us, we come down on ourselves so bad. Like, we come down on ourselves so hard and say, man, I went right back to what I used to do or whatever. But don't hold that. Don't hold that to your heart. Get back up and strive again. Because even if you fall, you still had to take a step forward to get to fall anyway. So you a step closer to where you were trying to go. So big shout out, you know, to you for that, for coming home, getting married, and starting a family. You said that that's what you wanted to do, and you did it through God's grace and mercy.
Yes.
Now, the next question I have for you, I got two more questions. I know you got things to do. I ain't going to hold you up. What is Fivefold Ministry?
Fivefold Ministry. We get that from Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the 11th verse. You could read 11, 12, 13. So basically, it's really a teaching that's really misunderstood. It's said, but it's not demonstrated in most churches you'll go to in this day and age. Fivefold ministry is a clear picture of what you see in the New Testament church in the book of Acts. And it's more so a demonstration than necessarily a teaching. You can teach it, but it's the demonstration that proves that you understand fivefold ministry. So in other words, as we know, churches, every church has a pastor, correct? Every church has somebody who's overseeing it. That's God's order. That's how it's supposed to be. Somebody has to lead the church. And so that's what pastors are for. But part of the pastoral responsibility is to know and identify with their flock. So within the flock, which is the body of Christ, you have people with various gifts that God has given to each member, whether it be prophetic, whether it be evangelistic, whether it be a teacher, whether it be an apostle, whether it be whatever it is, you know, those are the offices that God uses in order to increase and bring understanding to the body of Christ. So when we don't allow the gifts to go forth within the congregation, meaning that there is more than one person participating, because again, you go to most churches and pastors are very territorial. They don't want nobody to get up. And if you want to get up, 9 out of 10, they're going to make sure you got some type of degree. They're going to want to make sure you go to some type of school or through 100 different classes just so you can get up and say something that God has given you to say or do something God has given you to do. So that is not fivefold ministry. That's somebody who has a spirit of control and doesn't want to see God glorified in somebody else as much as they say they do. But again, understanding it is also demonstrating it, or allowing it to be demonstrated. So that's what fivefold ministry is that all the members participate and use their gifts in order to build up God's church until we come to be a perfect man, which we're not yet. You know what I'm saying? That's why we need all the gifts. Some pastors can't relate to me, and I can't relate to them, but there might be somebody in their congregation that has been toe up like me and been through what I've been through, and God has gifted them in a way in order to speak to me and to reach me and to impart a spiritual gift to me that I might need. So fivefold ministry isn't just about understanding it, or should I say teaching it, which you have to, but it's also about demonstrating it and allowing God to do what he do within the midst of the congregation. So in other words, it's not a one-man show. We need the gifts to be used. We need the participation of the body to go forth.
Go. We dropping bombs over here. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Prophetic Fisher, thank you for breaking down fivefold ministry for us. My last question before we get out of here and before I get into the Educate and Regulate session is, where do they go to find your music? You just dropped your new album, The Pilgrimage, on August the 25th, 2016. It came out as Making a Crazy Buzz. But where do they go to get The Pilgrimage and also get other music?
Well, if you go to my official website, on there you can purchase the album, The Pilgrimage, which will give you obviously an iTunes link. So even if you don't use that link, you can get on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google Play, etc. And also on my official website, you can not only purchase the album there, but you can get two albums that I recorded while I was incarcerated and a mixtape that I dropped when I got released. You can get those as a free download. So that's pretty much just awesome. About all my music that I've made from the prison to out here. So you could definitely visit any of those sites and find me on there.
Profile Fisher, thank you for coming through to the front line and showcasing your music and putting your music and your music ministry on the front line for us and everybody that's tuned in all around the world right here on Phenomenal Radio on the 1000 and Global Network. You are now family. You're welcome to come back anytime you want to, but next time you're going to have to pour your own Kool-Aid, all right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You got any shout-outs you want to give before we get into this Educate and Regulate session? You're welcome to stay as well.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I definitely want to shout out, obviously, my pastor, who was very instrumental in my life, Bishop Anthony. I want to shout out my friend, one of my best friends. Well, before that, obviously, big ups to God and honor my wife, AZ Esparza, and my son, my newborn. And then, obviously, my pastor, my friend who I'm just about to mention, Just Joseph. He's about to come out with an album, too, so hopefully we can bring him on here, because he's a raw artist. He's pretty raw. Shout out to him, Just Joseph, all my brothers from Spirit of the Lord Ministries, all the men from the men's meeting at Spirit of the Lord Ministries, and all the saints, all the brothers that are locked up. I hope somehow, some way you get to hear this. Keep your head up, man. God brought me through. He'll bring you through. Look what he's doing with me. He'll do the same for you because he's no respecter of persons. So shout out to all the saints in the joint that are doing it big, both male and female, and that are waiting to be released and be used and put on display so the world can see that God is real. Squad up.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' teach them. Hey, Queen, gon' teach them. Hey, Queen, what you teach them? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' teach. Queen gon' teach you some. Hey Queen, what you teach you some? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. Big shout out to S. Carly right there for that hot drop. Welcome to the Educate and Regulate session. What I like to do for like 3 to 4 minutes then throughout the show when I'm live on Frontline Fridays is just give the educational piece to all of my soldiers on the front line, inspiring artists, business owners, and just share some of the knowledge that I have gained over the years as far as keeping your brand in a great position, some of the things that you're going to need in this digital world of music. And what I wanted to talk about today was the EPK. What is the EPK? Like, you know, I ask some people, like, send me over your EPK, and they're kind of like, well, what is that? And I know the first impression that I got was somebody asking for mine, and I didn't have it. I didn't know what it was. I was like, what is that? So the EPK is your electronical press kit. Now, an electronic press kit should always contain the musician's biography and details about releases, but can also include press photos. It can include videos, up-and-coming tour dates, you know, backline requirements for making information, you know, a way to book you. Also, a couple of things that should be included on your EPK because it's downloadable. You want people to be able to go to your site, to your website, to the EPK, and say, you know what, I can download this right now. All the content on the EPK is downloadable media meant to provide to your readers or any recipient with all the information necessary to include in a program or in a review or like in an article or in a magazine. Now, here are a few things that you should consider including in your EPK. First of all, your biography or your discography. Something about you that tells information, you know, about how you got started in music or how you started your business or how you started the brand or your movement. The next thing is a sample of your music. You know, even as me as a radio personality, I have a demo inside my EPK. It's a demo show showing that this is the basic outline of one of my shows and this is what I do. So you want to have a sample of your music. EPK naturally includes sample music, but sometimes they showcase a variety of reels with snippets or complete tracks to appeal to different audience types, including fans and clients and promoters and presentations. So if you can include snippets of like a show that you did or maybe an interview that you did or somebody recording, perform in and out of the studio, or you could just do like different songs, like this appeal to them, this appeal to that. I have 3 different shows. So, of course, the market that I chose to appeal to, I want to make sure that these shows are in my EPK so they can click on it. But the target market for me is artists, entrepreneurs, and women. So, of course, that's in my EPK. The third thing is your performance calendar, your day calendar. You want to have this in your calendar, building an audience critical to every artist, every entrepreneur, and a list of gigs and performances is a critical component to every press kit. You want to have in your calendar of where you want to be, even if you're going to be volunteering somewhere, you know, any events that you're showing up to, it's important. This is how you build a following. Oh, Diva Ebony B is going to be in Seattle with Prophet Official
on this day. And stay tuned, because Prophet Official got a concert coming up that Diva Ebony B and Phenomenal Radio is going to be a part of. So you're going to see that soon when you go to our website. Now, another thing you want to have is your stage plot. You know, for musicians playing at venues or festivals or shows featuring more than one act, the stage plot gives the stage crew and the sound engineers critical setup information about mics and input. Giving a venue access to these details prior to a gig can help a show run smoothly, keeping a boy half through the day of the performance. So you want to let you know, this is my show plot, these are the mics I use, my output input.
What a few things that you need as far as your stage plot. You're going to need some photos for you and your brand. You're also going to need videos of your best performances. You're going to need some press coverage too. Some things that people write about you in a newspaper, either on a blog. Those are certain things that you want to put up on your blog. Even dope comments that people have put on your Facebook or your Twitter or on your YouTube. You want to include those too. And also you want to include an if you like in there. Like, just like Amazon, if you like link. You know, if you like the book, try this one. Or if you like this song, try that one. There's so many different ways that you can do your EPK. But those are a couple of things that I want to encourage you artists and entrepreneurs out there to take advantage of. Y'all make sure y'all turn up. I hope this information is definitely, you know, it encourages you, it helps you along the way to your success in your career. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. We don't get into a hot mix when we're closing out the show right now. We don't get into a hot mix by DJ Sway. Make sure you guys keep God first, family second, and career third, and making it phenomenal, baby. Let's do it.
Mix me up, DJ Sway. DJ Sway. DJ Sway.
Sway.
Now I don't choose. You can leave a lease or you can have a blues.
packing up and leaving. Cause hear me over again, cause you're wrong again. You're trying to tell me that you love me, but you're actually saying another thing.
Why you worry about that other hoe? Cause that other worry about another hoe. Yeah, you say it's over, but you still fussing. You just clumsy, always tripping over nothing. That other just that other bitch. I give her space and give you the mothership. We can't let her tell on what we built. I told you if you ride or die, then I'll be your seatbelt. In sickness and in health, for rich poor, and I stay rich. But love is a bitch, and bitch ain't shit. And I'm riding with a girl named Keisha, smoking on.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Big shout out to everybody that tuned in live to Frontline Fridays today. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B. And make sure you let everybody know about the 1000 Network that you're listening to right now at www.c9radio.com. Squad up and salute.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.